This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by RentPath, digital marketing solutions for the rental industry. Call a marketing professional locally at 401-297-5316 or visit them online at rentpath.com. RentPath, take the most powerful path.
The following program has been paid for by Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88 of the Institute of Real Estate Management. It is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRV, its management, or staff. This is IREM Today, the property management show with Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790 WPRV. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Now, here's Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. It is Tuesday, February 20th at 4:06 p.m. and the sun is shining.
It is. And it's shining because you're here in the studio with me this week. That's why.
You.
That's why.
And that's how I feel.
It has to be.
It has to be.
Last week you weren't here. The week before you were, but then the week before that you were
in my car.
Car co-host. So I am so happy to have you back here.
67 degrees. Is this like amazing?
It is.
To go outside with no jacket on was like a treat beyond treats.
Oh my gosh, everybody has their windows open. They're driving around.
So sick of hats and gloves and boots and dirt in my house.
And then this past weekend with all the snow, it was like boots and snow blowing.
Oh yeah,
snow
my kids were out. Well, my son was outside sledding. We were up in Connecticut, and of course, we brought all the snow gear. And there they go, sledding down the hill. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the house, nice and warm. Like, you go do that.
Go ahead, kids. Bye.
But I tomorrow's supposed to be even warmer.
I know. I'm going to do property inspections tomorrow because as a property manager, that's something that you do. That's another hat that you wear every day.
See? Teach me something new every Tuesday.
So that's going to be a nice day to do it.
There you go. And then I saw Thursday, snow.
I know. I did see
that. We won't talk about that,
though. I saw a little snowflake and I got a little sad inside. But
don't get sad. All right. I am Dina Cimarelli here in the studio every Tuesday with my co-host Chrissy Denalian, and in case this is the first time you are tuning in, IREM Today is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we do know that there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs on this station, however,
we're not one of them. We are fun.
Yes.
We're just not syndicated.
No.
So what does that mean for you at home? We're in your car right now. You can give us a call here in studio with any questions you have about property management, advertising your property, or because we have a special guest in studio today.
We do.
If you have any questions that are HR related, we have Karen Rhodes here, but that is here to answer all of your HR questions today as well. So you can give us a call here in the studio at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790.
That's right. Like Chrissy just said, we have Karen Rhodes in studio today from Complete Payroll Solutions. When we come back now in our next segment, we're going to be speaking to Karen today about trends in human resources. She's got a lot of great information to go over with us, so we're definitely looking forward to that. And in case you were just tuning in for the first time today and you're wondering, what is IREM? What does it do? What do we stand for? Well, IREM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. We are the most professional group in the whole entire
world
for managing real estate.
Worldwide. We used to say in the country, but now we are worldwide. Dina's going to go to Brazil.
I'm going to that Brazil chapter. I'm telling you, I'm going. That's one of my goals.
Brazil. And we have like three different chapters in Japan, I think.
Yeah,
they
we
said.
Had one, and it was so large that they actually had to break it up into three different chapters, which is amazing.
So many property managers, so many things in property management.
Well, think about all the properties that are out there.
It's like one on top of the other on top of the other.
And I can't get a new one to be built in Rhode Island to save my life.
She's crying over here. But there are a couple that are going up now.
No, there are. No, there's some good stuff coming up. Good stuff.
Yes, good stuff. Your favorite.
I know you missed that.
I really did. I needed good stuff and great stuff in my life, in my studio here. So locally, we are the Greater Rhode Island chapter. And another thing you might be wondering is, what does IREM do? Well, the Greater Rhode Island chapter was established in 1977. So we're actually celebrating 41 years this year.
Yeah.
And because of that, we've paired up. We've done some charity work
with the Women's Resource Center.
Who's also celebrating the same anniversary as us.
Yeah, we both were established in 77. We both in 2017, we both shared our 40th anniversary together.
So we have a lot of good, great stuff to look forward to this year with that charity. IRAM is the international force of over 20,000 individuals united to advance the profession of real estate management. Through training, professional development, and collaboration, IRAM supports our members and others in the industry in every stage of their career. I mean, we've talked about this at
great length.
Yes. How people might start off as, you know, just a job or maybe a leasing consultant, then they move their way up to a property manager. And maybe at that point they switch over to advertising, or maybe even they open up, they see that there's a greater need for vendors and they open up their own business to market to real estate.
Speaking of which, you know, I have to tell you.
What do you got?
So you remember Aaron who came in here from RentPath? Aaron has left RentPath.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's sad. I miss him dearly. But you, kind of what you just said, piggybacking on that. So Aaron actually started off as a leasing agent in property management, then went into being a property manager. From there, he transitioned and worked for RentPath and sold advertising to the property management industry. And now he's left to pursue a career of staffing the property management industry. So he's a director of sales, and he is going to be now working in that sector. So you never,
you don't know.
You have no idea.
But
there's so many different ways to touch. He's still in the industry. He's just now seeing it. He
from
saw the leasing side,
sides.
The advertising, and now he's in the staffing side, which is pretty cool. So
that's
so many
literally the example that I gave.
That's what I'm saying. There's just so much to do.
Oh, so funny, but. With IRAM, we believe in our people, we provide the tools that they need to succeed, we open doors, we forge connections, and we help show the way forward. So we're backed by a power that comes with being an affiliate of the National Association of Realtors. We add value to our members, who in turn add value to their teams, their workplaces, and the properties in their commercial and residential portfolios. We have many different people here through IRAM that are commercial property managers, real estate property managers, like rental property managers. And, you know, we even have like some smaller companies as well that maybe only own one or two properties that are just kind of looking to branch out, and they're trying to see, you know, what else, how do I manage my property better? So coming to these events that we have really does show you the way on how to, you know, even forge connections with other property
who
managers
who are already doing it,
right,
and they can actually help you along the way.
Right.
Yeah,
questions
no,
about everything. You can always reach out to us. We'll invite you to our next event that we're having. And maybe you can even meet some vendors. It's always hard to find some good vendors.
It is.
And we do have our industry partners through IRAM.
We do.
Because of that.
And also, if there are people that are looking for a career in property management, or maybe they're looking for something different, you want to have some sort of training and even a designation so you can be recognized as a professional property manager, IRAM offers two types of credentials where we can train you and to be a professional in the industry. And we have two, Chrissy, the ARM.
We have the ARM, which is the Accredited Residential Manager.
Which you are.
Yes.
And then we have the CPM.
Which is the Certified Property Manager.
Correct.
And what I actually found out recently was that we also offer a student membership, which I knew about the associate membership, but we offer a student membership as well. And it's a very nominal fee for those college students out there that are kind of dabbling and maybe thinking about property management. It's a very low cost to be associated with IRAM, and you would have you would be able to have access to these events as
I think
well.
That's great. And you being part of the now the committee of the young leaders,
yes,
young, is that what it's called, young professionals?
Young professionals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So you should have some more information on
yes,
that.
But if they had any questions about events, joining IRAM, any ARM, CPM, associate, executive, you know, any of those questions at all,
who can they call?
They can give Karen a call.
Who's
Karen Cuttle.
Karen
she is
Cuttle.
Our association executive.
And you can reach Karen at 401-479-7734. And we're actually about to take a quick break. When we come back on, we're going to be with Karen Rhodes. She is the VP Director of Complete HR Solutions with Complete Payroll Solutions. You're listening to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian, on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 4:17 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Danalian, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. So before we left, we were talking a little briefly about Karen Rhodes. Dina, can you tell me a little bit about Karen?
Sure.
We have put her on the spot over here. Make her turn red before we interview her.
Sure. We have Karen Rhodes in studio today. She is the director of human resource consulting with Complete Payroll Solutions. Karen has more than 30 years of senior human resource experience and human resource best practices. She has worked with hundreds of clients both locally and nationally, which have ranged from large international organizations to small family-owned businesses. As director of human resource consulting, Karen specializes in all areas of human resources, including strategic planning, employee and labor relations, recruiting, compliance, training and development, compensation and benefits, policies and procedures, organizational development, executive coaching, workforce planning, affirmative action plans, and so much more. I don't know how there's so much more because that was so much, but she can do more than that. Karen has worked as an instructor for the Executive Development Center at Bryant University, including the SPHR, which I'll ask her what that means, review class. She has served on the board of directors for RISHRM, which was the HR team. Karen has served on the board of directors for NEBA, formerly SBANE, and is a member of NEBA's HR committee. She is an active member in the National Business Honor Societies of Beta Gamma Sigma and Phi Kappa Phi. She is both a national and regional speaker and author on many HR and business-related topics, such as leadership skills, team building, effective onboarding and hiring, top 10 employment laws, management training, HR trends, and more. Karen holds a BS in business administration from Northeastern University, an advanced certification in human resource management from Bryant University as well, and she is certified senior professional in human resources and SHRM senior certified professional. Now, Karen, I'm going to welcome you after all of that, and I just need you to tell me a little bit about what some of these acronyms are. Did I say them right, not say them right?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me here today.
For sure. Thanks for coming on.
So the certifications in HR, there's two different governing bodies. One is HRCI and two certifications, the SPHR, which is the senior level certification,
gotcha,
and the PHR, which is professional human resource.
Gotcha.
SHRM now is offering their own certification. So they have their own designations, the CP, Certified Professional, and SCP, Senior Certified Professional.
Okay, very good. Thank you for explaining that. Did you know any of that, Chrissy?
I had no idea.
Okay, so we're in the same boat here.
Where am I? Where am I?
I love when we have guests on the show and there's all these acronyms, and I'm like, I probably should have read this before and asked what it was and said, do I spell it or do I say it? Like IREM. People say IREM or are we IREM?
We're IREM.
SHRM. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, you never know.
All right.
So, Karen, now you've traveled nationally and both regionally speaking about HR trends. So what types of trends are you seeing now in our area, I guess, as well?
Yeah, so HR is a pretty dynamic area, and it's always changing. New laws are coming up across the country. Of course, today, the big trend that we're seeing is this sexual harassment in the workplace around the country. And we've all seen the cases coming up on TV and the news,
etc. It has exploded.
It has exploded.
Maybe just put it into the news exploded. I'm sure you're behind the scenes and maybe you've seen a lot of this off air. But I feel like just in the last even year it has
exploded.
It's
become more public than ever.
Yeah, so it's always been there in the workplace for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, I think what we're seeing now is this heightened interest in it. It's not going away. It's always going to be here. Human beings are always going to be human beings.
Yes.
There's always going to be some power and control situations. And so it's good to have heightened focus on this now, but we need to keep focus on this area so that people can feel comfortable coming to work and not being discriminated against or harassed.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's so important. No.
So would you say that that's probably the major trend that you're probably seeing most often, I would guess?
Today, yes, because of what's
happened
in
the news.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So we've been doing a lot of trainings for management teams and employees around the topic, which is great. I do have several cases that I'm working on now. So I think people are freer to file a complaint or say, I'm not comfortable in this working relationship and I need this to stop. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're getting a lot of calls and interest in that area and talking a lot about it.
Now, let me ask a question. So I'm just going to say what my company that I'm with right now specifically. We get hired. You go through all the onboarding. We had to watch a video on sexual harassment and take a quiz at the end. And that was kind of it. Is that pretty much standard? Do you do more than that? Is there more that's offered than just, I'm going to say, a video at this point?
Yes. So the video e-learning is a very easy way to train employees that are onboarding, or if you've got multi-locations.
Well, we're all so all the salespeople are remote for the most part. So there's 300 of us. So I think e-learning is probably, we can't really go to Atlanta, all of us. To get any in-person training, I guess.
So that's the best solution for that type of workforce. Oftentimes, we are called in to do live trainings with the management team or the employees. Mm-hmm. So those trainings, it's facilitated by an instructor. It's one-on-one with a whole group of employees. You know, we often like to talk to the managers and supervisors separately because there's additional onus that's on them that they need to be aware of.
Yes.
in the work environment. So once employees step into a work environment, all the laws change. So we talk to managers about that in order to protect themselves, to protect the company.
Yes. Gotcha. And when you do it in person, you said other than the one-on-one, if you're in like a position where you're speaking to a crowd or speaking to the company, do you just speak on it or do you do any role playing?
Because I have to be honest,
that e-learning makes me so uncomfortable when I watch these scenes. Not uncomfortable, but it's just one of the things where you're almost embarrassed watching it because it's kind of silly, but I get it.
Right.
But as an adult watching, some of it's so like, you definitely should never do this in the workplace.
Yeah.
But some of it, you know, but again, you have, I know what they're doing. You have to cover all your bases. But just because I saw that video, I was just curious if role playing has to happen.
Yeah. So it's interesting coming into a training. So people have a lot of trepidation. Mm-hmm. What am I going to say? What am I going to talk about? You know, is it going to be embarrassing, et cetera? We do role playing.
Do you?
And I really enjoy it because a lot of times groups start laughing.
Yeah.
I'll make men play the parts of women and women play the parts of men because unless they really understand it from the other person's point of view,
yes.
they don't really get what this is about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we do role play. We have about 8 role plays that we do and the audience loves it. And
that must be a great icebreaker too.
Of
almost take
it
off
is.
The
yeah.
seriousness of the nature of the topic, but also we all have to pay
people,
attention here. But
yes.
let's have a good
people
time
doing it.
People
probably relax a little bit more when you introduce
they do.
It.
They
you
do,
know,
and
you're
it's
laughing,
their coworkers.
Like, okay, yeah.
It was funny that you say the men do the women's part and the women do the men, because one of the big things that stood out to me when I was doing that e-learning was, you know, you just you don't assume, but usually, you know, what you see on TV is the men doing something unfortunate to a female coworker. But they did it in the opposite, where it was the woman doing it to the man. And it kind of opened up my eyes a little bit. And I'm sure that happens, but I don't feel like that's as talked about as the other situation. So I thought that was actually really great to see that the reverse was in the video as well.
It does happen. And, you know, we just don't have as many high-level female executives.
Yes.
And that's why we're not seeing that in the news. But it sure does happen.
Yeah.
And we have cases where women are sexually harassing other women or men sexually harassing other men. So, you know, again, I just look at human beings as this is the nature of who we are. And it's a byproduct of that.
Yes.
The unfortunate thing is when it's brought into the work environment, you're now in a dangerous legal environment,
mm-hmm.
and that's the problem.
Yeah.
So now do people call on you when there is a case, like let's say, you know, they're questioning whether a sexual harassment case is liable, I guess, or is feasible, like if did it happen? Do they then call you into that, or is that something that they would then need to get an attorney for and everything else?
They do call us. They call us and ask us to facilitate an investigation. It's very challenging to do, and it's something that we don't want managers doing. So we do come in and we investigate people that were involved in the situation. We are completely neutral, so we have no hidden agendas coming in,
mm-hmm.
and offer recommendations and solutions to whatever the problem is. And every single case is different, so it needs a different solution.
Yeah. One of the things that was actually eye-opening, again, I'm going to go back to this video because I don't know why, but this stood out to me. I'm going to be with the company 3 years in March, and this video is like ingrained in my brain. I'm a very touchy-feely person. So yeah, it means nothing to me to go up to a coworker and just kind of rub them on the arm and be like, hey, how was your day? And you're really not supposed to judge anybody, like keep your hands to yourself. But it's almost like, for me, it's like a term of endearment. I'm not trying to harass anybody. But again, something like that, you're like, wow, I shouldn't even do that. But again, it's also things you don't know that I think are brought to your attention now, where maybe I took it for granted. But I think you need to obviously feel out the situation. Like, obviously, if it was Chrissy, I would hope she wouldn't put in a claim against me. Well, I don't
think
know.
Again,
I don't know.
Tina, think it, no, I get it.
But it was some of that stuff kind of, you know, blew my mind a little bit as well.
Yeah. So generally, you know, I don't want people to think that they can't be human in a work environment.
Yes, exactly.
If somebody gets engaged, great. Give them a hug. Congratulations.
Yes.
Perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem comes in when somebody touches another person and the other person assumes that
it's okay.
It was okay, or it was inappropriate. And now you have somebody that's now in a victim standpoint, and now the laws start coming into play. And that's where we get into trouble.
Does that also get kind of fuzzy if it's a manager doing that to an employee, a manager doing it to a subordinate? Does that become an issue?
A huge issue.
Yeah, right?
Huge issue, yeah. So we want to train our managers that there's additional onus legally on them, and they have to operate very carefully in the work environment.
Yeah. What's status quo pro? What
quid,
is that?
Quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Quid pro quo.
What is that? I remember
This for that.
Yeah.
I take the training. We have to take a training every year on sexual harassment. That's required.
What does that mean?
This for that.
Yeah.
But like, what it means
in the HR world.
If I'm a manager, I'm giving you a promotion in order for you to go out
on
with
on a
me.
Date. With,
gotcha.
Or compensation increase or what have you.
Okay. Cool.
So watch out for that quid pro quo.
Well, Shannon's very cool. I like her a lot. My manager is awesome. We high five all the time. All right. So we have about a minute left before we go to commercial. When we come back, maybe we can talk to Karen about some other trends that she's seeing in the workforce.
I think that would be great. And then how we can get in touch with her, what she can do for our business in the property management industry.
Yes.
I know that you do this for most businesses. It's not necessarily just
specific
property,
to an industry.
Property management, but how you can help other real estate managers in our IREM chapter.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
Yes.
So we'll stop now. Let's stop now. All right. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:34 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my fabulous co-host, Dina Semirelli in studio. And we are live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. So before we left, we were talking with Karen Rhodes. And now, Karen, can you give us a little insight maybe about possibly if I was like maybe a smaller company or even a larger company and I had questions about HR? You know, what do I do? How do I go about should I hire somebody out to be my HR person? Could I call you for my HR problems? What can I do?
Great question. So, yes, we're in business to help companies with their HR services and items that they need. So in different ways, small companies can't afford to have an HR professional HR person on board, so we come in and help them get into compliance, stay in compliance, and then they can join retainer programs, so calling us if they've got an issue with an employee or they've got questions on compliance or laws that are changing or what have you. Other companies hire us a day a week or a day a month to come in and help with their HR services. We are customized in our approach, so if an employer just needs help with recruiting, we can help them with that, or affirmative action plans. They don't need to buy everything. We just focus on what it is they need, and then we help them with that.
So if I was looking, let's say, for a maintenance technician or something like that, would you be able to help me in that aspect, or would you just like kind of set up the steps to look for that?
It depends on what you need. So if you say to me, Karen, can you help me just set up the steps? I don't know how to hire people. We'll help you with that. Mm-hmm. If you want us to do the recruiting for you, we'll do the whole recruiting and come back to you with the top candidates. So
that sounds great to me. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I love that it's a lot less a la carte. I love that. Yes. It's not cookie cutter. No business is the same.
Right.
And I just think it's so important that, and especially like you said, with a smaller business, they probably have a smaller amount of funds to work with and maybe can't buy a complete HR package or a complete HR retainer or whatever that sums up to be. But just kind of being able to get what they need, I would imagine they would truly appreciate and benefit from that.
They do. Yeah. They do. It's a very good service. And I would say, you know, every company that we go in front of, there's something that they need from us that we can help them with.
Well, I would think every business needs some sort of HR needs. And even something, even somebody who's just a one-owned wonder man who just does one thing on his own. HR still has to fall into play at some point, even if you're alone.
Payroll or something.
Yes. Something, yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Hmm. So it changes for larger companies. Larger companies more interested in us coming in and doing those investigations.
Right. Yes.
Or one of their executives needs some coaching, or they want management training for their teams. So it changes a little bit depending on the size of the company.
That's fantastic. So now, Karen, we actually met you. Well, I had met you back in November, I believe, at the wine tasting IREM. Was that your first IREM event that you attended?
It was, yes.
And how were you introduced to IREM?
So I'm helping one of the real estate property management companies with some HR support. So they lean on me. They've got 5 locations across the country.
Fantastic.
If they've got issues with their employees, they call in to me. Mm-hmm. I help them work through a lot of the issues that they have.
Well, that's great. So they had introduced you to IREM. You came in, networked.
Yes.
Did you find that networking event had paid to be fruitful, benefit?
Very fruitful.
Yeah.
Very nice people.
Yeah.
Very engaging.
Yes.
I think the association's a great association.
Yeah, because we talk about it every week. And again, I'm an industry partner. My company supports the property management industry through online digital advertising. And I find that I meet people all the time who are either, I need to know something, they're knowledgeable, they can help me. And if not, they can point me into another direction of who can help me. And I just feel like, I'm sure you've attended a million networking events, and most of the time, like Chrissy and I always say, they're very schmoozy. It's about the drink and the after party after work. You just want to loosen your tie and just unwind for a little bit with your peers. Where I feel like at these IREM events, you're actually forging great connections, and it actually matters at the end of the day, you know? Because I remember being introduced to you, and I know you and I tried very hard to get together for Corfe.
We did.
Throughout the holiday season, but it was just, we just could not do it. But I'm glad to hear that, you know, you can honestly say you've been to one and it's proved to be, you know, beneficial for you.
It's very beneficial, yes.
Have you been to any IREM events since then?
I came in December as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was our last one, our pizza one?
Pizza,
oh,
yeah.
You talk about the holiday dinner?
The January event, the holiday dinner, yes.
The holiday
exactly.
dinner.
Yeah.
Which
was great. Ours was What's Brewing? What's Brewing?
Oh, the pizza and beer.
Yes, pizza and beer.
Now, Karen, you work with both large companies and smaller companies. Is there one that you find you're interested in? Do you like a bigger problem, a smaller problem?
Just because they're a small property probably is not a small problem.
No,
you know,
no.
Right?
Yeah. No, we are the hotline, the problem hotline.
The hotline. There you go. That's one way of looking at it.
We are. So we get all of the issues that come in.
Yeah.
From, you know, sexual harassment to somebody needs a medical leave of absence.
Yes.
There was a death. It could be anything that comes into our team.
All right. And tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure. So Complete HR Solutions began in October of 2017. I joined Complete Payroll Solutions to start up this brand new outsourcing division. So they are a very strong payroll provider. They offer benefits in 401k and really wanted to round out their offering to clients by having an HR outsourced division. So we have been working very hard the past couple of months to get the product line set, everything up and going. We are there now, and we are out in the marketplace, which is very exciting.
So you're out there promoting the company to businesses. Do you have a sales team that goes out? Are you the sales team that goes out?
So we do. We have a sales team of about 25 people.
That's fantastic.
We have a dedicated sales team just for this business line. And yes, I do go out to companies and I do talk to them and try to sell. But it's a natural, it's not a hard sale.
No, because it's needed.
Right.
It's needed.
Needed. This isn't a luxury item.
Exactly.
Like, this is important.
And when they find out what we're doing and how we can help them, they generally get very excited about that because they finally have a resource to help them through some of these challenging issues.
Oh, yeah. Not
and
just
it's impartial,
to figure it out.
Too, which
yes.
is great. Like,
yes.
it's a third party that really doesn't have any affiliation with them or just trying to look out for their best interest.
That's right. So exactly. That's nice. Exactly.
That's a real nice thing to have. I mean, yeah. I wish I had that. I guess I can have it. How can I have it, Karen? tell me. How can somebody get in touch with you if they want the full package or just a little bit of the package or anything?
Sure. So they can certainly email me, krhodes@completepayrollsolutions.com, and we can talk about services that we have and issues that they're having and how the two of us can work together in the future.
Wow.
And just to make sure for our listeners, K Rhodes, it's Rhodes like Rhode Island, R-H-O-D-E-S. So make sure you spell it correctly. And also you can visit Karen's website, Complete Payroll Solutions. That's plural solutions.com. And that's fantastic. So you've joined IROM now as a member.
Yes, yes, I have. Yes.
That's great. And do you, some of the events that are coming up, do you plan on attending or getting involved?
Yes, we actually came on as a partner as well. So we're sponsoring some of the events.
Oh, that's
in
exciting.
Addition. Yes.
So you obviously know about our charity this year, the Women's Resource Center.
Yes,
which
I do.
Is fantastic. Mm-hmm. We're so excited to
We are. And we can
there.
All get involved too. That's
I love
what's
that.
Really great.
Yeah, this
because
is.
Because before it was just like, you know, we're giving either a nominal donation or we're going in and, you know, mainly like the board members are going in and giving the gift, mm-hmm. where now every member can give back and every member can go there and paint the room and actually feel like they're part of a physical, I don't know.
Yeah, you're part of a team now. Yeah. It's not, you know, it's one thing to raise money. And as long as you know, obviously, that it's going for the greater good, you want to do that. But last year, like Chrissy was alluding to, we had raised, you know, some funds, and it actually went to the Veterans of Tomorrow organization, and we donated an IT room for them. So
That's
there
great.
Was computers and printers, and it was like a nice computer lab where some of these veterans could get back out into the workplace. They could look for jobs. So it was a really nice resource center where years past, it was a check to an organization, which is still great because, you know, they can use it as needed. But it's just nice to know we can see and touch what we're doing. So this year, we're pretty excited that we actually, as members, get to go in and make a difference, you know. So it's our time that's going in this year. In addition to raising money, we still
of
have
course.
To raise money.
Right. But we do great. It at all of our different events, too.
Yes,
so,
for sure.
Any of our events, we always ask. We do some raffles during some of them. Mm-hmm. We have our big events where they're, you know, the wine tasting that we do, yes. And our golf tournament. Both
do
of
golf?
Those.
I don't. I'm a tennis player.
Oh, we need a tennis.
That's okay. We still need vendors, and we still need industry partners to sponsor some of our events, including the golf tournament. So there's, you know, anything from sponsoring a hole to, I don't know, they had like tee signs and things like that.
Longest
so.
Drive, male and female, yeah. All kinds of stuff. We had not bingo. What did we have? Poker last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, that was great. That was a fun. I never even played that doing.
You ended up
before.
Using that at something. Was that you?
I wanted to use it. I wanted my sister to use it for yeah. one of her golf tournaments that she runs. But I think, I mean, there's so many ways for us to give back as IROM members to this and also as industry partners as well. So we do have a couple of large events where we give back, but also during any of the other events, they usually have some kind of raffle, like a 50-50 raffle that we do at most other events to try to give back to alleviate, you know, some of this cost.
Exactly. Well, we're going to get ready to take another commercial. We do want to thank Karen Rhodes for coming on our show today and coming in studio live with us. I do want to reiterate, if you want to reach out to Karen, it's krhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, at completepayrollsolutions.com. Phone number 866-658-8800. And you can also go and view the website, see what their selection is of all their offerings at completepayrollsolutions.com. Karen, thank you so much for coming on with us. It was
what
a pleasure.
Pleasure
to have you.
Thank you for having
we
me.
We can't wait
much.
To see
Appreciate
you at more
it.
Events. Chrissy and I are usually there. She's usually one drinking wine, but.
What?
Oh, that's me.
Oh, that's you.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay, you're listening to IROM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IROM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian, on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:47 here on IROM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm your host, Chrissy Denalian, along with my wonderful, fabulous co-host, Dina Semirelli.
Hi.
Here in studio.
I'm here.
You are here.
I'm in studio with you.
You are in studio with me, and I'm so happy to have you in
Aren't
studio
you lucky?
Again. I'm the luckiest.
I'm here for you.
I'm actually you're tripled today. Over
I am
here.
Tripled. It's like so, I did. It's like a gremlin with just
she
multiplied.
Was like, mini me and mini got, me and half over here.
I
so.
Do, but they're being good and they're being quiet.
They're so good. Such good kids. So before we left, we were talking a little bit with Karen Rhodes, a lot of it with Karen Rhodes from
Complete Payroll Solutions.
Blanked out over here. And we were just talking about events that are coming up. And unfortunately, the event for
Trends in Property Management
that's coming up on March 7th, I think that might
it needs
get
to be
canceled
or
rescheduled.
Yeah, so I did just go back and read the email that Sue Monahan had sent out to all of us, and it did say that they're looking for another date. So we'll keep them posted.
Yes.
I know it's still on the website, on our irmri.org website. That is still listed. That's why we actually had Karen in studio today to kind of discuss some of the HR trends. But
that's okay.
But
she
it's
did,
still relevant.
She discussed some
Absolutely.
Of the payroll trends.
Yeah.
And now you don't even have to pay for it. You got the information for free.
Right.
But I'm sure she'll expand a little bit on that when sure. we do have the event.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I can just imagine all the questions in the Q&A session for the HR person, probably a lot more than the advertising person.
Maybe.
I would imagine.
I would think so.
There's a lot, usually.
I would imagine that there would be. Also, we're going to have Eric Shore coming on.
Yes.
Eric Shore was part of the panel, as well as Sue Monahan.
Yes.
But they're still scheduled guests, and they're going to come in. And
I think it's going to still be wonderful information. We'll have a lot to talk about. And they've probably already done a lot of research for this as well. So I'm sure that we'll be able to harp on some topics over here.
Yes. So again, like Chrissy said, if you go on the website irmri.org, do not register for Trends in Property Management, as it is going to be rescheduled.
And
we do have a what's the other seminar coming up?
We do have a REAC seminar. That's going to be Wednesday, March 21st. It's a full day, so it's going to be from 8:15 a.m. to 4 o'clock. Going to be at the Crown Plaza in Warwick, and you're going to get a continental breakfast and a lunch buffet. So I mean, just go for the food if you want.
Absolutely.
But it's a REAC seminar. We have prices for members, non-members, maintenance staff, and different designations. There's different prices, but if you wanted to go on, registration closes actually Tuesday, March 13th, and there is I know we always say that Karen will squeeze you in, but space is limited for this event. So if you did want to register for it, you go right on our website, irmri.org, and you can click right on Register REAC Seminar, March 21st, 2018.
Yeah, and just to keep some save the dates in mind, we will be having on April 4th a Fair Housing Seminar that is going to be led by Sean O'Leary, which we've had on the show before. Sean is awesome. And in May, on May 16th, is going to be our annual awards night. As Chrissy said earlier, it's our 41st anniversary. We're very excited about that.
Dina, didn't you get an award last year?
I think I got the same award that you got last year.
I think we got an award last year.
Do you think we'll get another one this year?
No, they're
probably
they're
not.
Over us.
We're like one-time wonders, one-hit wonders.
I think so.
Our 15 minutes of fame is
it's
up.
Over. It's
I'm just
over.
Glad they asked us to come back to do the show.
Me too.
Because I thought this was like, here's your award. Good job,
good
girls.
Job.
Pat on
the
back.
Back.
Just
get
not
out.
Inappropriate where HR comes in. Pat on the back. And then just go back to your job.
Get on your way. So our awards night is going to be May 16th. I don't know where it is going to be held.
Yeah, maybe, I don't think they said that
maybe
yet.
Sue Monahan can shed some light on that.
I would hope so.
I mean, she probably does know.
But we do know on June 5th is our save the date for our golf tournament, which we do know is back at Pawtucket Country Club, because we did see that email come through a couple weeks
ago.
You
got that email. I didn't get that email.
Oh,
but they were looking
God.
For all kinds of sponsors and everything. So if you did want to be a sponsor, I think you have to reach out to Jason Palermo.
Yeah. And in the email that goes out to, and again, these emails that go out about both just industry topics as well as local topics in Rhode Island, as well as anything on our calendar, and also if you want to get the podcast to the IRM Today show, you can go right to irmri.org. On the left-hand side, there's two boxes. One field you can put in your email address to get the podcast, and then the other one is to stay on top of all the workshops, seminars, and events mm-hmm. that IRM hosts as well.
And if you register for one and not the other, not our podcast, you'll still get the email from Karen every week saying, hey, check this out. This is the podcast.
Oh, she does? She sends out?
Yeah. So you
get two?
So I get an email directly from the website.
From the website. Then you get one from Karen.
Then Karen sends another one out. So you're going to get
us. Either way, you're going to get us is what she's saying. But just make sure that you sign up for the events, seminars, and workshops. So June 5th is at Save the Date. I know this is far out. We'll stop here. June 27th, the Clam Bake. Such a good time.
That is a good time.
Hot, sweaty mess of a good time.
Beach Club.
Yes. Karen, that's something you definitely need to attend.
I'm putting it on my calendar.
If you don't have a shellfish allergy, I suggest you go. It's usually...
And if you do, you can still go and get the steak dinner.
Oh, yeah. There's a steak. It's usually 755 degrees.
So hot.
It's so hot that your face is melting off. And if you get like a mudslide, within 2 seconds, it has turned to complete water and the condensation has spilled down the side of the bar and on your leg and the person next to you. So it's a great time. You should definitely come.
It's on my calendar.
I also think Carrie wanted us to go to Boston. There's going to be a seminar up there in the next couple of months, I think she had said.
Who's us? You and I?
Yeah, she wanted us to do a little podcast from there.
Why don't I know about this?
I mean, I am half of Iron
today.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, it was last week. I didn't listen. Wow.
Oh, Dina.
So I wasn't on the show last week because I was in Atlanta doing my annual sales conference and educational seminar with RentPath, and Carrie Corvino, our chapter president, had came in and filled my shoes.
She
and apparently
did. Big shoes to fill.
Invited you.
And
to
you,
Boston.
But
oh, I don't know that.
I don't know.
Fine.
I don't know if it was for March or April, but I do remember her. She did mention it. She said that it would be nice for us to do a couple of different little podcasts from there.
Oh, okay.
And we'll have
that.
To put that in our calendar.
I'll
just
write
don't know
a
when.
Note, Chrissy.
Write a note.
I'm gonna
write
a note.
Make a note.
So, Chrissy, if somebody doesn't sign up for our emails, if they do not listen to us live, how would they find us?
I mean, you probably heard from us, I would think, in one aspect or another. If you're somehow related to IRAM, I'm sure you've gotten something from us. But if you're interested in anything that we went over today, from designations to becoming an industry partner, you can give Karen a call at 401-479-7734. If you missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IRAM Today, I-R-E-M Today, or you can listen to the podcast on our website, iramri.org.
That's right. And again, always visit our website, irmri.org, like Chrissy just said. And there is, we had mentioned a few weeks ago that IRAM had a change of our logo, and it's on there and you can see it. We have also people who are used to listening to us week in and week out, where we used to call ourselves, the vendors like myself, Friends of IRAM. We are now IRAM Industry Partners, which I actually like better than Friends of IRAM.
You're my partner.
You're my partner. And now Karen's one of our industry partners as well, which is pretty exciting. Now, Karen, would any other coworkers of yours be attending anything? Or are you just the main IRAM chick?
Yeah, they will be in the
nice.
Future.
That's
exactly.
Great. No, that's good. Chrissy uses a lot of the industry partners. She uses Sean O'Leary Law,
yes.
And I know she's used some other vendors. It's just a great pool of people as far as, you know, we always say we have IT. Now we have HR payroll solutions. We have advertising like myself. We have answering services. We have restoration. I mean, what else? The list goes on. We just added a photographer.
Oh, yes.
Right?
And
he's coming on,
too.
We got a lot of guests coming on.
I know.
On.
I did kind of book the schedule out.
All
and
of
then
a sudden.
When I talked to Jack Benz, he was like, what days can I have? And I was like, how about late March? I don't. But even that now, I'm almost into April now. So
yeah, so we still
have
in the next
quite a few
in the upcoming
up.
Weeks. All of a sudden, one day I'm home and I'm getting a bunch of emails. Chrissy is just lining up the calendar.
I got it.
Just one after another, and I'm like, you keep doing that, Chrissy. You keep getting the guests
my
on the show.
Cheerleader over here.
You keep doing.
She
it.
Gave
She's...
me a pat on the back, an appropriate
That's
one,
great.
An appropriate
That's
one,
great.
Virtual high five. And I was so we do. We have again from the Trends in Property Management that is getting rescheduled. We're going to have Eric Shore is going to come back on from Secure Future Tech. We're going to have Sue Monahan come back
yes.
on, who's our regional vice president. Ironically, I was the other person on the panel, but I'm here every week, so you know.
I didn't
me.
Book you.
You know,
I didn't book you.
I think you should interview me.
Oh no! Do we have that much time, Dina?
Probably not. This would go into like an extended remix version of the show. I know we have Tony coming on from Smart Coats.
Yep.
And was the gentleman's name Owen?
Aaron.
And where is he from?
Aaron from...
That's a photography company, right?
Yes. Aaron Usher, 3 photography.
Aaron Usher, the
third.
The third. The three. I'm like, what's three?
I'm like, three. The third photography.
And
yes.
Then you said you spoke to our buddy Jack Bentz.
Jack Bentz.
Where has he been hiding?
He wants in. He's foaming at the mouth over here.
Well, now he wants in.
He said, that's a political year. I have a lot of politicians. I got this one and that one and this one and this one. And they want.
Where's
they
he
need
been?
You on. So I said, okay. Plus, we're probably going to have John Marco Antonio on as well because the home show is coming
up
as well.
The home show, I like having him on.
So he'll be on probably in late March, early April. So,
all right. I hear the music.
I know.
All right. So we're getting ready to wrap up. Karen, again, thank you so much for coming on. It was such a pleasure. We look forward to being industry partners together.
Thank you.
Chrissy, I guess.
See you next week.
I will see you next week. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Have a great night. Goodbye.
This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by RentPath, digital marketing solutions for the rental industry. Call a marketing professional locally at 401-297-5316 or visit them online at rentpath.com. RentPath, take the most powerful path.